Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Zach Churchill, and I'm stoked to have a singer-songwriter in studio with me today. He is from Australia. His name is Stu Larson, and he is out here passing through on tour promoting the release of his latest record, Resolute. He'll be performing in San Diego tonight, and we're going to chat with him for a little bit, but first, let's get right into it. We're going to hear a live performance, a song off of the latest album, Resolute. This is called Chicago Song. Whenever you're ready, Stu.
Down from Chicago, where the mighty winds blow. She was a picture in a frame, she said. I gotta hit the highway, but you're going my way. But she didn't say her name, and I said, I've been looking for a girl like you to come and travel with a boy like me. Would you come and sing a little melody? And I've been waiting for a partner in crime. We'll split every dollar and share every dime. Won't you come and sing a little harmony? And through Colorado and on to the next show, we were dancing in the street. It didn't matter where we were, as long as we're together, we could always feel the beat. Well, I've been looking for a girl like you to come and travel with a boy like me. Won't you come and sing a little melody? And I've been waiting for a partner in crime. We'll split every dollar and share every dime. Won't you come and sing a little harmony? We hit San Francisco, felt just like home, and we didn't want to leave. But we got back on the road, and we were following the coast to see what we could see. Well, I've been looking for a girl like you to come and travel with a boy like me. Won't you come and sing a little melody? Yeah. And I've been waiting for a partner in crime. We'll split every dollar and share every dime. Won't you come and sing a little harmony? Well, I've been looking for a girl like you to come and travel with a boy like me. Won't you come and sing a little melody? And I've been waiting for a partner in crime. We'll split every dollar and share every dime. Won't you come and sing a little harmony? For a girl like you to come and travel with a boy like me. Won't you come and sing a little melody? Yeah. And I've been waiting for a partner in crime. We'll split every dollar and share every dime. Won't you come and sing a little harmony? Down in San Diego, it's as far as we'll go, and I still don't know her name.
Chicago Song. That's Stu Larson live on KX93.5. It's a beautiful tune, Stu. How are you doing today?
Good, Zach. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Laguna Beach. Is this your first time passing through?
It is, yeah. I normally just kind of gun it down the highway from LA to San Diego to play shows.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's my first time along the coast. It's beautiful.
The last line of Chicago Song that you just performed off of a Resolute It talks about San Diego. That's as far as you'll go.
Yeah.
That's not the case. You're playing there tonight, but you are going way beyond San Diego. You're not going further south into Mexico, but you have a crazy tour ahead of you. How long have you been on tour so far? Because I only see from today onward, but
this is early days. This is show number 5 or 6 tonight. So
okay, so you'll be at the House of Blues in San Diego tonight.
Yeah,
in the Voodoo Room.
That's it.
And so we want to encourage our listeners. You know, that's as close of a shot you'll have to catch Stu live for a while, because you're heading out on a pretty ambitious tour, you're gonna be a few more dates in the U.S. You're gonna be heading to Canada in a week or so, and then you're gonna be going over to Europe. What do you have against France? I see you're gonna be in Germany, Italy, Switzerland. Oh wait, you have one. Okay, wait, you're gonna be in Paris.
You know what?
Because I have some family out there. Oh, really? That's why I'm asking.
Send them along to the show.
Yeah.
France is a strange one for acoustic music. Like, oh yeah, Germany I'll play 6 shows, Holland I'll play 4 or 5 shows, but in France I'll play 1 show and it's tiny. Like, I don't know if the singer-songwriter genre isn't really a thing as much as in the Netherlands or Germany. Yeah, so it's,
yeah, I
definitely
think,
love going there.
I think
there,
you're right. Yeah, they definitely have like more of a kind of punk or electronic, or they're
electronic,
very
music,
like energized
there, yeah.
Bands, yeah. And you know, I've seen some underground shows there. They have a different scene for sure.
Yeah, very different. So yeah. You head across there occasionally, yeah?
Yeah, I have family out there, and I've actually only been out there once, but I spent like a month visiting family all around the country. So
yeah.
But that's the only place I've been in Europe, and and I'm kind of jealous looking at your tour schedule. You're going to be hitting some great places, and you've been kind of living this life for a while now, right? Because you're from Australia.
Yeah.
But we were talking a little bit, and I kind of want to learn more about this. Like 10 years ago, you decided to uproot your life and just travel and hit the road, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
How did that come about?
Well, I was working in a bank at the time, and it was a very comfortable life. And I think that for me, life just was too comfortable. And I was like, is this it? Is this my life for the next 5, 10, 50 years, whatever? And I decided I didn't want it to be that simple and that easy and that routined, I guess. So I quit my job, gave away a lot of my stuff to people who needed it, and put the rest of my little 2-door Ford Fiesta. And yeah, literally just hit the road and didn't really have a plan, didn't have any money saved, just knew that I wanted to give it a shot.
Was music the plan? Were you playing music while working at the bank?
On the side, yeah. Playing like cover gigs in local pubs and stuff. But yeah, when I hit the road, I tried to survive off playing wherever I could, which ended up being many, many different places in random little towns, running out of money, busking on the street to get enough money for gas to get to the next town. And
that takes a lot of courage, man. I'm you know, it's good to see people make that decision.
I think
stay safe.
It is a big decision, but I think what stops a lot of people is literally just taking that first step, because that's the hardest part. And once you take that first step, the next step is easier, as you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Where in Australia were you born and or raised, or where were you when you were working at the bank?
I grew up in near a little town called Bowenville, which no one has ever heard of, and that's okay. I went to school with about 20 or 30 other kids, little village almost. And then I moved to the next biggest town, which is about 10,000 people, small country town, and then moved to the next biggest town to get the job in the bank, which is about 100,000 people. So it's a few hours west of Brisbane in Queensland, like a farming community. Yeah.
Okay.
No music culture or anything, just farming and business and yeah.
Yeah, well, you have a very folky kind of just singer-songwriter vibe. What were some of your, you know, inspirations growing up? What did you listen to?
Man, my parents listened to some pretty uncool music, which no one's really ever heard.
I can relate.
So I grew up listening to that until I started discovering blues music. Like down the local CD shop, they'd sell all these blues CDs for like $1 or $2 out the front. And I was like, I'll pick up those, and started to listen to a lot of old blues guys, B.B. King, Muddy Waters, Elmore James, like some classic blues guys. And then went into a little bit of jazz, and then just started discovering guys like Neil Young and Paul Simon, Bob Dylan, and then more recently, like in the last 7 or 8 years, Ray LaMontagne and Damien Rice.
Yes, I definitely hear that in your style, and it seems like you're all about telling a story, you know? And that's what songs are, that's what they're meant for, I think.
I think so too.
The history of it. So you're a good storyteller. I dig your style, and I have so many questions for you. But let's play another song.
All right.
What's this one called?
This is called Aeroplanes, and it's a story about a couple that I met in Europe, actually. He's from Scotland and she's from Germany, and she is afraid of flying and afraid of heights. So whenever they would meet up, he would fly somewhere and she would get the train or the bus for days to go and meet up in some other country. And this is their story.
And is this off of Resolute as well?
Yeah.
It's all right.
First track on Resolute, yeah.
Okay, this is Stu Larsson. If you're just tuning in, he is passing through on his tour. He's playing in San Diego tonight, and this is the leading track off of his latest single or album, Resolute. Whenever you're ready, Stu, take it away.
Said we'd meet in Amsterdam. Well, is that still the plan? 'Cause I've been working overtime, just trying to find the line. You take your time for making up your mind. Just tell me, are you still mine? You don't believe in aeroplanes. You probably never will. And you're on my mind all of the time when I'm working from Glasgow. You're on the train to Germany. And Barcelona in the summer sun, we got lost with everyone. Now the sun is gone, it disappeared. It only rains when you're not here. And you're on my mind all of the time when I'm working from Glasgow. And you're on the train to Germany. So far away from me in Germany, so far away from me, so far away. And you're on my mind all of the time when I'm working from Glasgow. And you're on the train to Germany. And you're on the train to Germany.
Stu Larsson live on Human Crafted Radio. That was a song called Aeroplanes. That's the first song on his latest record, Resolute. Came out last month, and you can get it wherever you like to buy your music, right? Anywhere online?
Yeah, everywhere.
Cool, cool. And you everywhere. Can probably, can they get it from you in San Diego tonight?
They can, yes.
So if you want a physical copy and you want to Go catch Stu tonight. You can see him in San Diego at the House of Blues in the Voodoo Room this evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Man, that's a beautiful song as well. And it's about a couple, a long-distance couple.
Yeah, yeah.
And you met them while touring in Europe?
I did, yeah. They came to a couple of shows. So I got to know them because I kept seeing them at shows in he would come to Glasgow shows. And I'd see them both in Hamburg sometimes as well, yeah.
And you're also in a long-distance relationship. You have a girlfriend in Spain, right?
True, correct.
So how does that work?
It's good, I think, because I am always traveling and have been traveling for 10 years. For me, it's kind of normal to not see my girlfriend. We've been together for about 3 years. And I think the longer we are together, the less time we want to spend apart, you know. But we'll do a month now and I'll go back and see her and then hit the road in Europe and we'll try and see each other when we can. But it kind of feels normal. And I'm very lucky that she accepts what I do for a job. And she says she's okay with me being on the road all the time. And I think she handles it pretty well, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's as normal as it's going to get for a traveling musician. That's cool. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure you guys appreciate your time together more.
That's it, man. I was thinking about that on the drive down here, actually, thinking about when we see each other, it's more exciting because it's a short amount of time and we're catching up and there's this buzz about it. Yeah, it's not like the daily grind kind of thing. There's an excitement about it every time. Yeah.
So what's your favorite part about being on the road and traveling? These last 10 years, you've been, you know, kind of going from one place to the next. What's your favorite part about it? What keeps you doing it?
I think I just love seeing the world and meeting people along the way. And sometimes I think I enjoy that more than the music. Like the music is my ticket to be able to do this. And I get to see the world and meet people and take photos and capture memories along the way. I honestly thought I would never leave my little hometown. I thought I would stay there forever, work on the farm that my dad worked on. And that would be me. That would be my life. And it's unbelievable that I'm traveling around the world and... yeah, visiting you guys in Laguna Beach. Like, I never would have thought this would have happened. So I love seeing new places and new people.
And what's the hardest part about being on the road for this long?
The hardest part is I'm doing this on my own completely, like driving everything. So it's draining, driving like hours every day. Then you got to do sound check, play a show, hang out with people, which is the fun part, and then sleep for a few hours, get up and drive 6 hours the next day. Like, it's very draining. But... it's a month, intense month, and then sleep for a few days, do it again for another month.
Man, that's a crazy schedule. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Stu Larson. He's originally from Australia, but about 10 years ago, he dropped his cushy bank job and decided to use music as a way to see the world, and it's worked out so far. Tonight, you can catch him in San Diego at the House of Blues, the Voodoo Room, and then you're heading out to Denver. So this is pretty much the last time you'll be in SoCal for a while. Yeah. But we do have listeners from all over. We have, if you're listening from wherever you are online, go to stularson.com and check out his tour schedule because he may be coming near you in the next few months. You're going to be going pretty hard through November all the way up to actually to December.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then back home to Australia for another tour and then Christmas off.
Awesome. Yeah. Where are you spending Christmas?
I think in Australia. Yeah, my mum's about to get remarried, so I think we'll have a nice little family Christmas back in Australia.
Back in Bowenville, or where is she?
She's in the nearest kind of bigger town, okay. Which is called Dolby. It's about 10,000 people. Wow. It's still small, but we'll maybe head back there for Christmas.
And we were talking about how you need some podcasts because you're driving around. I listen to this podcast called Case File True Crime. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's like, it's, you know, true crime stories and some cold cases or just crazy stories about crime. And it's kind of Australia based. Like the narrator is Australian.
Okay, cool.
So most of the stories take place there.
Oh, wow.
And it kind of makes me like scared to ever go to Australia, especially like traveling like what you do.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Some sketchy stuff happens, but that happens everywhere. It's just he happens to be talking about all the terrible things in Australia.
I don't think I want to listen to it, hey.
It's pretty good though. It's pretty good, but if you're looking for something uplifting, maybe not. Yeah, man. Do you have an Instagram where people can like follow your travels?
I'm obsessed with Instagram.
Oh, good. All right. What is your handle?
Stu Larson. Yeah.
Stu Larson.
Yeah. Easy.
How'd you get that?
Got in early.
Yeah, that's what you have to do these days. I got jacked by this politician.
Oh, wow.
In Nova Scotia, named my same name.
Yeah. So what did you end up going with?
Zach Churchill Music.
Okay, all right.
But he has Zach Churchill everything.
Wow.
But that's all right. follow Stu, and you can see, you know, he posts his travel photos. I'm going to go follow it at Stu Larson on Instagram. His website, stularson.com. You can see his tour schedule and make sure to catch him tonight in San Diego at the House of Blues and grab his latest record, Resolute. Just came out last month off of your label, Network. And I just looked up Resolute. It means admirably purposeful, determined, and unwavering. That seems like a pretty good description for what music has brought you. You know, that's
definitely.
You definitely seem to have you definitely are driven, or else you wouldn't have been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah, so. Yeah. The last album was called Vagabond, and it was that era of not really having a solid plan, just kind of wandering around. And over the last few years, it's kind of, all right, I know what I'm doing now. Yeah. So that word resolute is perfect for this period of life. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Zach.
It's been fun.
Thank you, yeah.
Have a great rest of your stay in SoCal, and I wish you the best luck on the rest of your trip. Make sure to visit us next time you come through.
I would love to. For longer than an hour, I'll come stay
definitely.
A few days. Yeah,
that sounds good. All right, take care, brother.
Thanks, Zach.